Airport Karen. And in this case, I think rightfully so, a woman was so angry that Delta had switched her flights and it made her, in her mind, have to fly out the next day that she went on an epic, epic rant. Here it is.
I've always found that tactic works every time. When you call someone an MF, they're like, oh, how can I help you now?
Yes. You know what? You're right.
The walls come right down.
Call Pete Buttigieg?
The transportation secretary?
Uh-huh.
Wow. She's done her research.
I give her credit. Yeah. She knows that. He ain't answering. I think he's still on maternity leave.
He might be.
Leave,
yes.
Seriously. Get me up on the next flight! Get me up on the next flight! Seriously!
Get me on the next flight?
She's been drinking a little bit.
Oh, yeah. She had been drinking.
And pay for that I will call Pete Buttigieg right now.
Pete Buttigieg.
So, here's the thing. She goes on this epic rant. She's angry at Delta for switching her flight. Oh, we've all been there. You get frustrated when you're traveling because things out of your control happen, right?
Yes.
The problem is she was at the WestJet terminal at LAX, not at Delta.
She's at the wrong place.
She should have been screaming at them anyway.
She's at the wrong place.
She's screaming at people who have no idea what she's talking about.
That's like you going to like Holiday Inn, but you're supposed to be at the Marriott, and you're mad they don't have your reservation.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And doing that.
Yeah. Love it.
Boy, that's classy right
there. Somebody's girlfriend or wife.
They do say at the police after she was escorted out that she had been drinking. She had been drinking a lot.
She's at an airport. If you have an 8 a.m. flight and then you're already getting the buzz going and you're supposed to land in Destin, Florida at 11 a.m. and now you're not going to get there until 4 p.m. and you're I was going to be drunk on the beach by 12.
No,
now I'm just drunk alone in the airport.
I do find I get the most angry.
Call the president.
And it's most angry at airports when things don't go, when it's because they don't have the manpower to talk to everybody,
right?
To explain things. And it's just sorry. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay. I know it's out of their control. There's some rudeness sometimes or things aren't communicated. Some airlines are better than others.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're sitting on a plane for an hour. And for some reason, when you're sitting there, the air thing doesn't work right. It's freaking hot as crap.
I will say they have gotten better at it a little bit with the apps and stuff. It'll say if there's a problem.
Right.
It's almost like you can do everything right from the app. It'll say click this if you want this light. This if you want this light. But here's a fun fact from a, what do you call them now? Not stewardess, but
flight attendant. And it's not as in that just change. It's been for
10 years.
Probably
okay.
A decade or two.
Yeah, well.
Yep.
What's wrong with stewardess?
What's the thing? The hot ladies that bring you drinks. What do you call those?
Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway,
the bitches that serve us on planes.
Damn.
Yeah, you hit that B button, right? Where my B at?
Do you remember? You know when you get on a plane, there's a flight attendant that greets you, and they're always like,
"Yes."
Hi. The number one thing they're doing is not necessarily greeting you. Is checking every single person to see if you're capable of flying and you're not too drunk.
Yes.
You believe
that?
That's
wild.
It's a good thing. Make eye contact.
Every single person, that's the job of the greeter, is to make sure they're capable of flying a plane and making sure there's not going to be a problem with the way they're acting already.
I'm glad that they do it.
I'm going to make a TikTok out of that as soon as the show's over. That one I was showing you, Squid, there's a MMA fighter, and it's a meme, but video of him. He's showing somebody how to MMA fight, and he takes a guy, he puts his foot in the middle of his chest, and he flips him over his back.
Oh.
Yeah.
And so I'm going to make one for if you're not
when you're a
flight
attendant.
If you're a flight attendant and you're not okay to fly, and then he just flips the dude out. It's going to be funny.
We had a situation on our flight just when we were traveling where we were supposed to take off at a certain time, but there were storms that were causing our flight to be later and then our connecting flight, the whole deal, right? So while we're on there, the pilot comes on and tells us that we don't have a working toilet. Oh. And then he actually made a joke about how, listen, I know, I'm sorry, the morning coffee, how that will do. And I was like, ew. Then the second he says it, then I'm thinking, oh my God, the morning coffee. I've had it. You got to stay here for an hour. And then
did it fly?
We finally did.
Did the toilet get fixed, or you just said you have to hold it in?
We just had to hold it in.
Oh,
it
was, really?
Yeah.
Did he say anybody that can't get off?
I think halfway through the holding period, there was an announcement that if you absolutely have to get off, you have to just go to a different area. You can't
class area?
Yes, to use that bathroom.
Oh, they're like, nobody can do anything. Yeah. Only this toilet's for the first class people. Yeah.
If you get off the plane, then you have to go back. And it's like a whole thing, right?
Poop on yourself.
You hold it.
Coach.
You jam a napkin or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Coach poopers.
But we changed our flight. I've never seen my husband so aggravated. We changed our flight while we're sitting there because through the app, it makes it so easy.
Yeah.
And then, no lie, as soon as we changed our flight, because we were going to miss our connection, we changed the flight. The pilot comes back on and he goes, looks like it's all clear. We're going to be taking off in about 10 minutes. And we're like, no! And we called the flight attendant over and we said, look, is there
Flight attendant? Squid? I mean, Matt, what are they called?
No.
The flight bitches attendant. That bring the drinks.
There were no drinks on that flight. That was Matt.
I don't know why it's the funniest thing ever.
That's You're
the record. The complaint goes to Matt.
To Matt.
Not me.
Yeah. It's funny because it's like, what's the difference in a stewardess or a flight attendant? Why can't we just call him Matt?
Yeah, it's absurd because Matt would never
he
call
would
anyone that.
Never.
Ever.
Yeah. He's just saying what Jason's thinking.
You're right.
Inner voice.
Yeah. A new bit
idea.
Yes, Matt will be Jason's inner voice.
Oh, yeah. Translating what he really means.
This is rich. Content galore.
Is it I can say the hurtful thing and it's not me?
Right. Or me.
Or you.
Everybody's like to be like, Matt, I would never say that.
And that's like, or
you were thinking
that.
You thought it.
Right.
You don't know what I
think. This is going to be a lot.
Yeah. This is going to be a lot.
Sorry, Katie, we interrupted you.
Oh. What?
You brought the
bitch with the drink.
When you switched your flights.
We called her over. And you know what she said? She goes, why did you do that? We're like, well,
Matt's point exactly.
You should have said, bitch, you know what? Drink.
It's like a male flight attendant. Like, I don't know what's even happening.
We looked at her and we were like, we don't know. We don't know why. Don't know. I'll take a double.
I will need a double. Can you serve me out here?
This show is brought to you by
bitches that bring the drinks.